question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
Robert, Mary, back with you now for the Personal Connection segment of today's two-hour live broadcast. Thanks for staying with us through that three-minute sponsors break, and we're sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
If current circumstances involving this pandemic have made one thing clear, it's the reality that you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. When you plan a vacation or an important trip, don't put your investment or well-being at risk. Do what we do and purchase travel insurance from our friends at TravelGuard.com. It's affordable, and it's going to give you a lot of different protection in different ways.
It really is. You know, there are different types of cover to protect your specific travel needs. One worth considering is called CFAR, and that's cancel for any reason. Whatever you choose for your travels, get the coverage you should have at TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
If the name Colin O'Brady sounds familiar to you, that's likely because he made international news back in 2018 when he became the first person to cross Antarctica alone and completely unassisted. His book, The Impossible First, recently hit bookstores earlier this year. It's a great read if you're looking for something while hunkering down. It tells the story of his journey, but that's not the only significant hurdle he's had to overcome in his life. Why? Well, let's get to that show hotline for today's Personal Connection segment and say hi to Colin.
Welcome to the show today, Colin. Mary and I appreciate you being here with us.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, nice to have you for sure. So listen, we're trying to maintain a level of balance in our show, Colin, as we cover all angles of the pandemic impacting the travel world. So these next 9 minutes or so that we have together with you should be a nice diversion. But we'll also be emphasizing the most extreme form of social distancing when traveling, I think. So before we get into, you know, you crossing the Antarctic and a few other of your adventures, let's begin with what may be the biggest obstacle you've overcome, and that's learning to walk again at 22 after an accident during a trip to Thailand that left you severely burned. I'm told that a number of people thought you may never walk again. Your mom didn't. But tell us how you got through that setback and successfully moved on.
Yeah, you know, it really is. I know your show's about travel. And as a little kid, I didn't have a lot of money in my family, but always dreamed of traveling. So when I graduated from college, I, you know, took a few pennies, I'd say, from summer job painting houses and set off into the world to travel, you know, living on a shoestring, which found me in Thailand. And unfortunately, I got severely burned in a fire there. A flaming rope actually wrapped around my legs and lit my body completely on fire. And I ended up in a Thai hospital, very set of rough circumstances. But long story short, the doctors told me that I would probably never walk again normally because 25% of my body, predominantly my legs and feet, had been so severely burned. But fortunately, there's a hero of this story, which is my incredible mother. You know, flew over to Thailand and sat with me in the hospital for many weeks underneath this bad diagnosis and said, you know what, Colin, let's set a goal. Let's look towards the future. What do you want to do when you get out of here? And her kind of wrapping me in positivity and love led to me not only making a full recovery, but ultimately finishing my first triathlon. And now here I am. I've set, you know, 10 world records in various endurance feats. And I couldn't have done it, you know, strangely enough, without this setback and actually the love of a mother that pushed me to overcome this obstacle.
What a great tribute to your mom. So I know that after you did beat these odds and you learned to walk again and started training, you did complete in the Chicago Triathlon, which I understand was one of your goals. And from what we understand, you placed first out of about 4,000, which is amazing. So congratulations. That is some resume. But all of this sort of led you to then what I think is a really rigorous plan, achieving the Explorers Grand Slam. Please briefly tell us what that covers, and you did it in 139 days.
Yeah, world record.
Yeah, so I, you know, dreamed up this idea to see if I could complete the Explorers Grand Slam. So that's to climb the tallest mountain on each of the seven continents. So, you know, Everest, Kilimanjaro, Denali, et cetera, as well as complete expeditions to the North Pole and the South Pole. And my wife and I kind of, you know, dreamed up this plan with a greater purpose to start a nonprofit to use a kind of media intention exposure to inspire young people to get outside, to move their bodies, to live active and healthy lives. And that nonprofit work continues for us. Our nonprofit's called Beyond 7-2. But this project, you know, no, about 50 people in the world have ever completed the Grand Slam. Most people take, you know, 5 or 10 years planning an expedition and coming back. And my dream was to see if I could do them all consecutively. And ultimately, after many years of training and hard work and planning and building our nonprofit, et cetera, In 2016, I accomplished that, setting a new world record and completing all nine expeditions in just 139 days. So that's climbing Mount Everest and getting down off Mount Everest, and instead of resting, you know, immediately getting in a plane and flying to the next place, the next mountain, et cetera.
So the seven summits and the two poles, unbelievable, Colin. You know, as we're having this conversation, we can clearly hear the grit, the determination, the positive mindset that you have for achieving your goals. What a life. And I think you're only 35. So, listen, we're living in a unique and unsettling time right now. We all know what I'm talking about with travel restrictions, shelter-in-place lockdowns. I mean, really historic and difficult on many levels for us. You fought hard through fear and doubt. Any words of inspiration for people listening today, Colin, about conquering fear and doubt?
Absolutely. You know, in that Thai hospital, I was flooded with fear and doubt, you know, with this diagnosis. And what my mother taught me pretty much in the darkest moment of my life is that we all have the power within our own self, in our own mind. You know, it might not be the physical strength, but we all have the most important muscle, which is the 6 inches between our ears. And when we shift our mindsets towards the positive, we quickly realize that we all have these reservoirs of untapped potential, incredible abilities to overcome setbacks, overcome odds, push aside the doubt and the fear, and really believe that on the other side of something as tragic as the world is facing right now, this too shall pass and there are positive outcomes on the horizon. And so really my advice is really always, as you can, you know, not to push away the doubt and fear like it's not happening, but understand that as you can kind of push towards those positive outcomes in your mind with grit and perseverance, you really can achieve some extraordinary things on the other side. And I believe all humans have that capacity.
Well, Colin, listen, that is so well said. I think that's a soundbite that we're going to have to go capture and just use over and over again and all listen to. You know, I want to touch on something from the book, and I know it came out in January. And folks, if you are listening to us right now, we are talking to Colin O'Brady. The book, it's The Impossible First, From Fire to Ice, Crossing Antarctica Alone. You know, certainly if our listeners want the full story, they can pick up a copy of the book on your website. But as I said earlier, traveling 1,000 miles alone at Antarctica is the most extreme form of social distancing by far, and likely unnerving to many people tuned in right now. You had conquered so much prior to that trip. You just explained a lot of that. What was it about Antarctica that enticed you?
You know, Antarctica just captured my imagination since I was a little kid, reading about historic explorations. But then when I went there on the Explorers Grand Slam for the smaller expeditions and that, I just fell in love with the place. It is the most pristine, untouched continent in the world. You know, pretty much most of it never have seen human footprints. I know it's weird to say, but I keep seeing these things in the news that say, you know, coronavirus has been in all continents except for Antarctica. And that's
right.
Mostly because there's no one down there but for the most part. But it is just this brutal. It is harsh. The average temperature was minus 30 degrees as I was dragging my sled 54 days, 1,000 miles across the continent. But there's also something so amazing about such an untouched, preserved, beautiful place. And I was captured by it, as well as the challenge of it. You know, what is it going to take? You know, no one in history had ever completed this, you know, fully human-powered, unsupported crossing of the landmass of Antarctica. And, you know, my goal and what the book The Impossible First is about is really my journey across that. But it goes deeper. It goes into the human level. There's something in this book for everyone to take away. The book's called The Impossible First, and it's not just me as the athlete in the arena, but I think any person that sets the book down realizes that they have their own impossible first, their own journeys, their own dreams, their own adventures that they can embark on, and that's what I hope. And it's, you know, I'm humbled it's been so well-received. It just reached the New York Times bestsellers list, and I'm, you know, proud of that, and just to share it with the world mostly.
Well, it should be.
To have that ripple effect of positivity in the world to inspire others to make those positive changes in their lives.
Well,
Colin, you pulled your own sled. Just tell us quickly, how much did that weigh?
Yeah, the sled was 375 pounds, and that's because unsupported means no, you know, resupplies of food or fuel along the way, which meant I had to have everything myself, so enough food, enough gear and stuff to make it all the way across nearly 1,000 miles. So basically loaded my sled as full of food as I could. It was 375 pounds, and you know, chapter two of my book is actually called Frozen Tears, because on day one, I could barely pull my sled. I started crying, but turns out when you start crying in Antarctica, it's minus 30 degrees. Well, the tears, they freeze to your face.
So,
this is a raw and vulnerable retelling of the ups and downs.
Well, I don't even know what to say on this right now. I am going to ask you this. You know, in our last hour, we had one of our affiliates in Portland, the show. And, you know, since being on the move and clearly being adventurous is a big part of who you are, Colin, you are out in the Portland, Oregon area. How are you adjusting to being somewhat homebound during the pandemic outbreak that we're enduring?
Yeah, you know, Oregon is on a full shelter in place at this point, the entire state. And honestly, you know, obviously it's tough. It's disrupted everyone's life. The economic impact is serious and severe. But it's the right thing to do, you know, so I'm doing my part to stay in place, to abide by all the rules. And I, like I said earlier on the top of this interview, I said the most important muscle any of us has is that 6 inches between the ears. And so it really is an internal journey, and that's something we can all relate to. Even in time when we're stuck in place, we can strengthen the mind, sharpen our ideas, our creativity. And so as I can't, you know, express my body in the physical world quite as much with the shelter in place, I think that there's a lot to explore and for all of us to really
Well, I say amen to that.
Yeah, well
and, and folks, if you want to see Colin's photos, the various stories of his achievements, or just get a copy of his book, check out ColinOBrady.com. It's one L, ColinOBrady.com. Colin, stay safe. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, okay?
Thank you guys so much.
Colin, thank you.
All right, I just released Colin. Mary, for that, talk about inspirational. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Certainly enjoyed that conversation with him. And right now, though, it is time for us to pause again for a few commercial messages from our sponsors. There's more RM World Travel coming right up, so stick around and don't touch the channel.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.